Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Tuesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we study the Bible together as a community. Right now we're in a series called God Is, where we're looking at characteristics of God. We've looked at God is unfailing, God is holy, God is one, and so on lately. And this week we're going to talk about how God is worthy. The context for the story we're about to read on that topic is that God has just forgiven the people of Israel for worshiping a golden calf that they made instead of him and him alone. They violated two of God's commandments and started bowing down to this golden calf, an idol. And yet, God has forgiven them, and they are continuing to move towards nationhood in the promised land that God has said will be there someday.
Moses said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, "This is the thing that the Lord has commanded. Take from among you a contribution to the Lord. Whoever is of a generous heart, let him bring the Lord's contribution: gold, silver, and bronze, blue and purple and scarlet yarns, and fine twined linen, goat's hair, tanned ram skins and goat skins, acacia wood, oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and stones for setting, for the ephod and for the breastpiece. Let every skillful craftsman among you come and make all that the Lord has commanded: the tabernacle, its tent and its covering, its hooks and its frames, its bars, its pillars, and its bases, the ark with its poles, the mercy seat, and the veil of the screen, the table with its poles, and all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand also for the light, with its utensils and its lamps, and the oil for the light, and the altar of incense, with its poles, and the anointing oil, and the fragrant incense, and the screen for the door at the door of the tabernacle, the altar of burnt offering, with its grating of bronze, its poles and all its utensils, the basin and its stand, the hangings of the court, its pillars and its bases, and the screen for the gate of the court, the pegs of the tabernacle, and the pegs of the court and their cords, the finely worked garments for ministering in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons for their service as priests." Then all the congregation of the people of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. And they came, every one whose heart stirred him, and every one whose spirit moved him, and brought the Lord's contribution to be used for the tent of meeting, and for all its service, and for the holy garments.
Now these are instructions on how the nation of Israel was to build a tabernacle, a sort of a portable temple. Now there are many more instructions than this. It gets into a lot of detail actually, so if you've got the time, I'd encourage you to read more of this. It starts in Exodus 35, but then keep reading from there, and you'll find the detail and care that were being commanded of the Israelites in building the tabernacle. You can definitely get a sense in this passage or in the longer sections of how seriously the Israelites were supposed to take this task. This was going to be their meeting place with God. This was where they would have their closest encounters with Him. God was everywhere, but this would be the focal point of His presence. This would be the focal point of their worship too. The ways that they would show God He was worth their time, their material possessions, their words. This was where they would show their love to God. Again, this was meant to be part of their whole life. They were always meant to show their love to God and their worth. However, this would be the focal point of it. This would be where it was most visible, most tangible to the people. This was God's love language, this tabernacle. And it's where the other love languages would be expressed. Now, I've thrown around the word worship a couple times. The root of the word worship is actually worth-ship. Worship is how you show somebody they're worth it, that they are worthy of you sacrificing something of yours. to show your love and care for them. That's what worship is, showing worth. This tabernacle was all about the Israelites showing God he was worthy of all they had, of all their lives. So here's your question to explore today. How many of the love languages, time, touch, gifts, acts of service, or words of affection, do you see expressed by Israel here? How did each of these show God's worth? Well, I hope you'll share these ideas with somebody else you know. Have them watch the challenges with you. Don't need to be together for that, but when you are together, discuss what you've been learning. Help each other grow spiritually. Challenge each other to grow more. It's a really important part of our community, that we're not just a bunch of isolated individuals, but that we stay in sync, that we gather community around us. So, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.